Hello there, it's Mari Smith, just after 3 o'clock Pacific time, and I'm thick in lovely traffic, headed out of Hollywood finally. I drove up from San Diego on last Thursday night, to attend Nick Nanton's Hollywood Mastermind, about 15 of us, and then everyone had guests, and we all went together, about 28 of us, to attend the Grammys live last night. And so it was about a 3 or 4 day extravaganza, and it was absolutely thoroughly enjoyable and highly worth the time and investment. So what a performance. I hope you got to see it on TV. I'm seeing it trending on Twitter. A lot of people still watching and catching up on the recordings and seeing some things on YouTube. Pink was just stole the show. What a performer. That was spectacular with that trapeze work that she did while singing. And then of course Beyonce is just stunning, and Lady Gaga with Elton John, woohoo! Stevie Nicks, what a timeless classic that lady is performing with the young Taylor Swift. Who knew that she'd win Album of the Year? Well, there you go. Anyway, just Mari's musings today is about investing in yourself. I've had so many people have asked me, hey Mari, how did you wangle or finagle, or how did you manage to get tickets to the Grammys? Not everybody's saying. Some people say that, and most pleasantly, of course. And a lot of people know that I'm just very well networked is one aspect of it. And another aspect, because I just really want to impart it to you, is that it's really the importance of investing in yourself. And when you're in business for yourself, I really believe that you can only expect others to invest in you and your products and services and your business to the extent to which you invest in yourself. And so for instance, last year I spent a significant amount of money on my own personal and professional development, and attended a lot of courses and paid to get into certain masterminds and networks, and got to speak at many of them, and just a lot of visibility. This is all part of my overall social media strategy for the last 2.5 years, is what I call radical strategic visibility, that you're seen everywhere in all the right places by all the right people at all the right times. And it's very strategic visibility, and it's very radical. You might have heard me say that before. So I'm feeling just a wee bit hoarse today, all the partying, and I have actually been on a 30-day cleanse. I've been without alcohol, not that I drink much, but occasional glass of wine. And last night I just had like a quarter of glass. But gosh, all that shouting and partying at the after party and the dancing in the late hours. We had such a blast. It really is just a really super special time. It really is actually crucial too, to just that whole element of face-to-face IRL, right? In real life networking. And I always say that no amount of sophisticated technology will ever take the place of live in-person face-to-face meeting. In fact, I just had a 2-hour meeting with a video expert team, video production of 3 awesome individuals is going to help me to do some very high quality video production. So super excited about that. We managed to pop in the meeting just at the tail end of my Hollywood extravaganza experience. All right, over and out. I hope you're having a beautiful Monday. It really feels like a Sunday to me, but it's a Monday. I'm like kind of in total slow-mo today. I got a whole host of things on my to-do list that I need to get done, but I'm going to actually make a not-to-do list. The advice of my dear friend Dorsey Russell that came up in the mastermind: make a not-to-do list. All the things that you don't want to do or not good at, or that eat up your time, that you'd be better spending on other things. So that look out for some big major shifts there. I've got 3 books coming out this year. I'm doing some major speaking engagements, and so really getting more clarity about the structure and management of my business. So big hugs to you. I hope you are having a beautiful year so far. Can you believe February 1st? Good grief. It's amazing. Hope to get to meet you if I haven't met you already, or if I have, I'll see you again soon, and enjoy the rest of the day. We'll talk again soon. Cheers.